to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Good Friday, April 15th, 2022, by the Reverend John Muhlendyke.
Such a tough passage for me to hear every single year. Just the cruelty and the absolute arrogance of everybody around Jesus. If crucifixion means anything on this Good Friday, sometimes I don't know what's good about it, Good Friday, it happens to be the crucified Christ. And then I wonder what we're doing with a crucified Christ in the readings. We come to this every year, and then I look up and he's missing. And it's kind of a product of what happened about the time of the Reformation. There are still many crucifixes out there which are gorgeous, and there's many crosses with the risen Christ. But without the crucifixion, there really isn't any resurrection. And I'd almost like to see, I'm thinking of how I would resolve this. And part of it would be to have the risen Christ cross up here and probably a crucifix over there. So we'd be back and forth and not just resting on one. The crucifixion is utterly gory. The people who put Jesus to death were tormentors. They were expert. They worked for years on learning how to torment people. And they would whip Jesus. They had little shards at the end of their whips, and they knew exactly where to place those things and to pick out the flesh. And they were so good at it, they could go from one place to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, and get every single piece. And that hurts. And then I take a look at the cross hanging there and thinking of what it's like to really suffocate to death on the cross, hanging there. We have these glorious pictures of Jesus kind of smiling and hanging there, but hanging so that you really, your whole weight is on your chest and you can't get a breath in. And that's why they nailed the feet to the crucified one, because at least the feet, as painful it was with a nail in it, the person could at least lift up a little bit and take a breath. And then it hurt so much they had to let go of the feet, and then they were back into asphyxiating. So it was this up and down and up and down movement until they tired and finally died. And of course, because people didn't want this to go on forever because the holiday was coming, they said, well, let's go ahead and let's break the people's feet. Well, you know what happens when they break the feet is you can no longer push up, so you just hang there and you suffocate. And I think of how cruel that is. And I said, and I'm thinking, you know, I think about this once a year, and I'm wondering what God thinks about us. And then it came to me that the crucifixion is still going on. It's not dead. And I think God says that, take a look, it's not dead. Have you looked at YouTube lately? Have you looked at CNN? Have you looked at the war in Ukraine? The crucifixion is still going on all across the globe, and especially now with the war in Ukraine. You can't see a picture of a child dying, of parents lying on the ground, of people being tortured and shot, without saying the crucifixion is still going on. And how does it stop? Jesus gave us the example of how that stops, and that's the bottom line, is to take our arrogance, and we're all arrogant, me too, and to kill it. Jesus went to the cross without being arrogant. He didn't flip anybody off. He didn't speak back to somebody and tell them where to go. He didn't cry out. He just went along with it, trusting that God would be with him the entire way. And for us today, that same welcome, that same path is there, except we sometimes get stuck in our own arrogance. We can go to church, we can attend weekly, we can be members, but you know, to give up, be willing to give up everything? No, you know, don't really mean that. You know, God, you will give up 90%, but you know, there's still a little piece for me. And Jesus said, you still don't get it. You give up everything, being willing to give up everything for his life. I find that hard. And I think this lesson is about the end of arrogance. The Romans were there killing Jesus. Arrogant, they knew what was going on. Herod knew what was going on. He knew what was right. He knew what was all there. And then, of course, the scribes and the Pharisees, they were right in their own way. And of course, the people were right because they wanted Barabbas instead of Jesus. We get in our own way. It's the arrogance. This lesson is all about arrogance, pride, dying. And every time you get away from it, you're going to see another war. You're going to see more death. And it's going to continue to go on and on and on. And we'd like to pretend that this will be the last war that we'll ever done. We've been like 40, 50 years since we've had a major war. So it is done, right? And God looks down and he says, look at this on your iPhone. Look at this on TV. Not done. In turning it around, we have to be willing to die to ourselves. There isn't a quick fix for doing this. Only God can fix what's going on. And the only thing he requires is us to simply follow him. And it may be as gray as all get out. It may not look like white or black and just a gray future. But in that grayness, Christ is there. This might be Good Friday, but as Tony Campolo would say, Easter is a coming. Amen. Amen.